How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
How much have you been working there?
Not much.
Really?
Yeah, yesterday I got put in the game. First time ever in my career playing second. And then I think I've practiced one time before that. I got some work in today. But yeah, I'm excited.
It should be fun. Is it a surprise?
You're talking about me?
Yeah.
not really. I think I'm always ready for anything. Especially as a guy who's not established in the league with a position, you got to be able to adapt and do whatever it takes.
Did this? I know that. Listen, at the beginning of camp, your goal was to make the team. Do you see this as a possible avenue for you, or?
I mean, all that stuff's not really up to me. You know, it's not really my job. That's for the front office to decide. All I could do is go out there and play as hard as I possibly could, and try to perform.
Did it feel strange? You said just to clarify, you worked out. Like the backfield, like one time.
Yeah, not many reps, to be honest.
Yeah, and then you played
yesterday.
That was the first time ever you played in a game, ever.
Yeah.
Okay. So did it feel? Obviously, it's a different thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a different position. Everything's backwards compared to short and third base, which is what I'm used to, which is what I've played my whole life. But I'm athletic. I think I could figure it out pretty quickly.
I'm just gonna say that kind of just say something about how comfortable you are. As an athlete, as a defender, that you can just kind of bounce to another position.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing with a new position is just getting reps there. You know, I think day one compared to day 20, you know, you're going to be way more comfortable day 20. So for me, it's just getting comfortable there. If that's where they need me to play, that's where I'll play. My job is just to help the team win in any way possible.
You said, though, you worked out there and you worked out a lot of positions in the offseason.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. But, you know, again, that's in the offseason.
Yeah. Right. Long time ago. Ground ball reps in December, stuff like that. I was moving around the infield. But, yeah, when I got to camp, it was really mostly third and short.
How did they broach this with you? Like, how did they say?
They said you're playing second backup. And I said,
yesterday.
Yeah, and today I saw a lineup. I was at second base. It's not really like a meeting that they have. They just like,
I don't know. Maybe. Play, yeah.
Did you get any plays? I wasn't in the game yesterday. Did you get any plays over there?
Yeah, I got a ground ball to my left that I just like underhanded, which was nice to make that throw instead of the long one from short.
Yeah. I mean, you just feel like the more positions you can play, the more you can speed up where you ultimately want to get, which is on this team?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is playing multiple positions, you get more at-bats, you know? So for me, it's just about getting at-bats right now and getting ready for the season. If that's in the big leagues, it's in the big leagues. If it's in AAA, it's for AAA. But right now, I'm just focused on getting ready for the year.
You don't see a ton of guys go right from AA to the major leagues, but like in your mind, like could you skip that step and be ready?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, though, all that stuff is out of my control. Yeah, yeah. The front office makes all those decisions. I feel ready. You know, I feel like I'm in a good spot mentally, physically. I'm swinging it well, so we'll see what happens.
You know, as we get to this point, you must feel pretty good about how camp has gone, right? Yeah. You've come in, you prepared, but you must feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, of course, especially after the season-ending injury. I'm aware that wasn't ideal, and I missed a lot of at-bats. Like the last month and a half, didn't play AAA. But I like where I'm at right now. I feel like I didn't really miss out on much. But yeah, I feel good.
Is your house haunted?
I like to say it's not, but we have others who think it is. Yeah. I'm sleeping.
There's one of them, the initials are RA.
I'll tell you something. I'm sleeping comfortably at night.
All right.
I'm not worried.
But some aren't.
Yeah.
All right.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.